This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden's efforts to persuade Israel to halt its military strikes in Gaza have plunged the U.S. president and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu into a difficult early test of their long-time relationship. The two have had other moments of tension over the years, especially when Biden was Barack Obama's vice president. And their current differences over the war in Gaza create a challenge that Biden was trying to avoid. Early in Biden's term, foreign policy has taken a back seat, and he had hoped to avoid getting bogged down in an interminable effort to establish a lasting Mideast peace that has proven elusive for leader after leader. Israel bombarded Gaza with airstrikes, and Palestinian militants kept up cross-border rocket fire on Wednesday, with no firm sign of imminent ceasefires despite international calls to end more than a week of fighting. Israeli leaders said they were pressing on with an offensive against Hamas and Islamic Jihad, but an Israeli military spokesman acknowledged that with an estimated 12,000 missiles and mortars in the group's Gaza arsenal, they still have enough rockets to fire. The Israeli military said some 50 rockets were fired overnight from Gaza, with sirens sounding in the coastal city south of Tel Aviv. The European Union put forward a plan on Wednesday it believes will help boost production and availability of COVID-19 vaccines more effectively than a proposed waiver of patent rights now backed by the United States. Under pressure from developing countries to agree to waiving intellectual property rights for vaccines and treatments, the EU's plan will focus on export restrictions, pledges from vaccine developers, and use of existing World Trade Organization rules. This is VOA News. Moroccan police drove hundreds of migrants away from the border fence Wednesday, and Spanish troops were escorting some swimmers directly back to Morocco after thousands crossed from Monday, prompting a crisis between the two countries. Spanish authorities carried out mass expulsions of migrants from its North African enclave of Ceuta as a tide of humanity swimming around the border fence turned into a trickle. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said as many as 4,800, the more than 8,000 who entered Ceuta during the previous 2 days had been sent back, and security forces on both sides intervened to prevent more from crossing. The U.S. House has voted to create an independent commission on the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, sending the legislation to an uncertain future in the Senate as Republican leaders work to stop a bipartisan investigation that is opposed by former President Donald Trump. The bill passed the House 252 to 175 Wednesday, with 35 Republicans voting with Democrats in support of the commission, defying Trump and House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy. Modeled after the investigation into the September 11, 2001 attacks, the legislation would establish an independent 10-member commission that would make recommendations by the end of the year. French President Emmanuel Macron and Prime Minister Jean Castex had a drink at the terrace of the Parisian Café on Wednesday, as the country's cafes and restaurants were allowed to start serving customers in outside areas. The global pandemic has forced the closure of hospitality venues around the world, but in France, the nation that invented the shutdown was felt especially keenly. China has postponed a mission to supply its new space station for unspecified technical reasons. The cargo spacecraft was expected to have been launched Thursday morning. China manned space didn't say when the rescheduled launch may occur. It would be the first mission to head on the main's module. The space station launched last month. 10 launches are planned to deliver 2 more modules, components, and supplies, and crew members. The launch was considered a success, although China was criticized for allowing the uncontrolled reentry of part of the rocket that carried it into space. Usually discarded rocket stages reenter the atmosphere soon after liftoff, normally over water, and they don't go into orbit. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.